And welcome back. On today's show, I'm going to cover a slightly different topic than what I normally do, but sometimes there are just those interesting things in history that you need to know about. So today, I'm going to teach you about the Great Stink.
The Tudors Dynasty Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Great Stink was a period of time in the 19th century in London where the city was plagued by an extremely unpleasant odor caused by the state of its sewage system. The warm and humid summer of 1858 made the situation particularly unbearable and led to a public health crisis. The River Thames, which flowed through the heart of London, had become a repository for raw sewage, industrial waste, and other pollutants, and the putrid stench was so overpowering that it was said to have driven people from their homes and even caused them to fall ill. The situation had been building for some time and was a result of a combination of factors, including London's rapidly growing population, its poor urban planning, and an inadequate sewage system. The existing system consisted of a series of cesspools and privies that were emptied into the Thames and other waterways. As a result, the river had become heavily polluted and contributed to the spreading of diseases like cholera and typhoid. The problem was further exacerbated by the fact that the River Thames was used as a source of drinking water, and the polluted water was being consumed by the people of London, again, putting their health at risk. In response to public outcry, the government at the time was forced to take notice, and they launched a massive engineering project to build a new sewage system for the city. The project involved the construction of an extensive network of underground sewers, interceptor sewers, and treatment plants. The new system was designed to separate foul and surface water and transport sewage to treatment plants outside the city. One of the most notable aspects of the new sewage system was the use of gravity to move the waste through the system. Now, the system was designed so that waste would flow downhill, again, using gravity, away from the city and be deposited in the treatment plants. This allowed for a more efficient and effective system, as gravity was doing most of the work instead of relying on pumps and other mechanical systems. The treatment plants were also designed to remove any harmful pollutants from the sewage so that the treated water could be safely discharged back into the environment. The construction of the new sewage system was a massive undertaking and required a huge investment of time and resources. Thousands of workers carried out the work and involved excavating miles of underground tunnels. Despite the challenges, the project was completed in a relatively short period of time, and the new system was up and running by the 1870s. The new sewage system profoundly impacted the living conditions of the people in London. The putrid stench that had been part of everyday life for so long was finally gone, and the city was transformed into a much more pleasant and healthy place to live. The system also helped to prevent the spread of diseases, again like cholera and typhoid, which had been so prevalent in the past. In addition to the immediate benefits, the new sewer system set the stage for further urban planning and public health improvements. The investment in infrastructure helped spur London's growth and development, and the city continued to expand and evolve over the next century. The lessons learned from the Great Stink were also applied in other cities worldwide, and many of the principles and techniques used in London's sewage system became a model for other cities to follow. The Great Stink was a critical moment in the history of London, and one that had lasting impact on the city and its people. The putrid stench that had plagued the city for so long was finally brought to a close, and the people of London could live in a much cleaner and healthier environment. The new sewage system was a major achievement. Thank you so much for dropping by today and listening to this special episode about the Great Stink. I'm Rebecca Larson. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Tudors Dynasty Podcast. You can follow and support the Tudors Dynasty Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon at Tudors Dynasty.